When a U.S. president finishes their term in office, retirement can be difficult. What do you do after running a powerful nation? This retired president desired to create a farm in St. Louis. His story is this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ulysses S. Grant found love in a place he perhaps never expected.
He is actually stationed at Jefferson Barracks and decides to ride out to visit a roommate of his, Fred Dent. He comes out to visit Fred on a weekend and meets Julia Dent, finds out that she's interested in horseback riding, and then from that point on, his visits are not necessarily to visit Fred.
Those visits to the Dent farm in what is today St. Louis took place in the 1830s.
He actually rides out one day. He is going to be stationed out in California shortly, and he decides to ride out and actually propose to Julia before he leaves, and he hits the Gravois Creek and realizes that what is normally just a trickle of a creek is very overflowing and actually has a very strong current.
The dangerous floodwaters, though, were no match for the military man who was determined to propose to Julia before he was sent west.
He decides that he's going to go ahead and cross the creek anyway because he needs to achieve what he set out to do. And so he crosses the creek with the horse and then ends up borrowing dry clothes from Fred Dent again and proposing to Julia.
Grant's military career took him to several different locations in the country, but his farm in St. Louis is a place he returned often.
Throughout the Civil War, they make visits to the site. And then when he becomes president later, actually is very involved with the development of the site, the 1,100-acre farm, building buildings on the site, and hoping to actually retire here.
Grant thought that his farm in St. Louis would be his retirement home. However, political aspirations changed that. They never returned except for a few short visits. The Grants settled in Mount McGregor, New York, where Ulysses passed away. Today, the National Park Service maintains the home and a small portion of that original farm. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.